on last week. You may remember her. Her name is Karen.
Hi.
Welcome, Karen.
Thank you.
So I heard that you filled in for me last week while I was off jet setting.
Yeah. And yes, Alexis, it was a lot of fun, but I'm sure your listeners missed you.
Oh, I hope so.
Well, today we're going to be discussing Beverly Hills and New York.
Cheers.
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 Let's start with the Beverly Hills girls.
Oh, please do. Let's do this.
I'm just so over this storyline. Honest to God, I can't take it anymore. Like,
the fact that everything's just getting spun onto Lisa Vanderpump as if the whole situation didn't start because of Dorit, it's just mind-boggling.
I was going to say,
I know, and I think we touched on this last week. I hate the fact that Dorit always does dumb crap and then plays the victim. And then she draws everybody in to be, oh, so sorry, Dorit, and all. When she did some dumb shit in the first place.
Exactly. It only started because of her.
Every single time. And Dorit gets away with it every single time. It's just hard to understand how she gets away with it and how no one else can see it. So, we start and they... Beverly Hills, and this is why I think Beverly Hills doesn't have that much. Because they're trying to make it like, oh, we start here and then we skip back in almost every episode this season.
Yeah.
We get it. They're talking about Vanderpump. That's how it's going to be for the rest of the season. We get it. So anyways...
But how about how it opens? They go... 24 hours later, I almost wanted to hear, dum-dum.
Yeah.
They're trying to act like it's such drama.
And there is, like, no drama.
You don't see them doing this on Real Housewives of Atlanta. They just start, and they go, and those girls just go for it.
Yeah.
They're here for it.
We start with Kyle playing the victim, as
always.
Usual. And I personally felt the girls' convo was staged. Like, how they were sitting there and everyone's like, oh, so what happened? You just told us it's 24 hours later. You're telling me that Beverly Hills hasn't spoken to any of the girls? Like, you're telling me that Kyle, sorry, hasn't spoken to any of the girls about this fight the instant she left the house? Come on.
I mean, you can kind of see it on, new girl's face. Denise's face, like, oh,
don't
we're talking
call
about
Denise
this again.
The new girl. Honestly, Denise is... She's more relevant than any of them because she's been around longer. You know, I mean...
She's the new girl to the show.
Okay,
she's the new girl to the show. If she stays a second semester, then season, then okay.
I don't think she will because I love Denise and I watched her reality show. Do you remember watching it when she was with her dad and
yeah,
she had the kids and all of that? That was so sweet. But the Housewives franchise, I don't think it's for her because she's not, you know, poor Denise. She needs a stylist to be able to fit in with those guys.
Well,
yeah.
She really does need a stylist. But you see her face and how uninterested she is in the whole conversation, which kind of just shows like, oh, we've already talked about this. Why are we talking about this again?
Exactly.
She's clearly new.
She's clearly here for the paycheck.
No,
well,
I wouldn't say that. She's new and she
doesn't realize that they're supposed to be acting shocked. Like, this is the first time they're hearing this
exactly.
from Kyle. Everyone knows Kyle called and it's been around the whole group. And
I know this is what we're
going to
talk about.
Just so they can have a scene. It just, and the fact that it didn't even start with the ladies coming in saying hi to each other. It started midway through. They already had drinks at the table.
Yeah.
That's when you're like, you know what? You bitches are fake. You guys are literally faking this just so you can talk bad about LVP.
Now, let's get into what was actually said between LVP and Ken and Kyle. And I want to jump straight ahead to Ken reacting to Kyle and saying, like, you're not her friend. You're a liar. Get out of my house.
From last week's episode.
But this is Kyle explaining it to the girls. I personally don't feel like Ken was out of pocket saying any of that.
See, now we had a debate about that because I felt that if anyone comes to my house, you're coming against my house, the people in my household. So trust, if someone comes to my house and they start screaming at me and I start getting upset, my husband's going to jump in. Whereas... Karen felt that men should not yell at women.
No, I felt in this instance, for this type of situation, it's a girl's thing. It's a girlfriend thing. And I think the guys know what these women are all about. They know that they bitch and argue and fight. Nobody picked up a weapon and was physically ready to hit somebody. And I think he should have stayed out of it. He could have said, I think you're out of line or something. And he's old and whatever, and he got all heated and everything. But I do think he was out of pocket. And I think that he should have just let... Would you have liked to see... Well, what happened a few seasons ago when they were at some party or something? And it was... Wasn't it with the other one that who's no longer there?
No, that was on... Real House of Orange County.
Oh, right, yes.
Get Out.
Yes.
But that was a whole nother story.
Okay, right.
She was drunk and it was late. This,
and they have little
Kyle
kids.
Kyle Hame attacked her in her home. She's clearly distraught. Her husband jumped in and told Kyle, get out. We've
exactly.
been friends for years.
And I think because of the friendship that Lisa, Kyle, Ken, and Kyle's husband have, I kind of wouldn't expect for Ken to just sit there and not say anything.
You think Mauricio would have jumped in?
Exactly, Mauricio.
And
I
he
also,
has before. Mauricio
he
has jumped in before.
Well, whether
they...
Kyle's
I also think that whatever Ken said, I don't think it was that wrong.
Well, whether...
I don't think he was
Mauricio.
Rude. I don't think he was... You know, too aggressive. He was just saying, you're a liar. I'm not appreciating this in my house. Please leave.
I still disagree. I don't think anything he said was wrong. I think he was defending his wife. But I just think, let the girls fight.
No. Ken is like, he's like one of the dogs. He's going to protect Lisa.
Mm-hmm.
And Lisa right now has nobody else protecting her.
If they were out in a public space, cool.
Then cool.
But you came into my home.
Exactly.
And attacked me.
Exactly.
I'm clearly distraught. But I think it's also a generational thing.
Well, anyway, that was last week's episode. And this week it opened up with Lisa herself telling Ken... They were sitting in the kitchen,
remember? It was last week's episode, but this is what they were discussing
yes.
between the girls.
Yeah.
And Lisa's saying, Ken, you were wrong. Ken admits that he overreacted
yeah.
and he was wrong.
Right.
Which only shows what a good person he is to be able to say, you know what, I was wrong, I was out of line. But I when you're in the heat of it, I don't know. I don't know how you not
react.
We did skip one quick part, which I wanted to bring up. So Jiggy is sick. He's dying, blah, blah, blah. Not blah, blah, blah. But, you know, he's sick. He's a little dog. Why is Ken feeding him tea from his cup? If the dog is sick, this is the issue I have with a lot of men. They feed the dogs human food. Don't feed an already sick dog tea. That was ridiculous. He's, like, dipping his finger in the teacup and giving... And I'm hoping it's tea and not coffee. And I just bring this up because my husband feeds our dog all the time. I know Stevie feeds you guys dog all the time. What is wrong with men? Like, really?
I wasn't sure if it was Jiggy or the other one, Puff.
Oh, Harrison.
Harrison.
But Ken has also fed Jiggy wine before when they were out at what's her name's house across the street? Adrian Malouf's house. I mean,
stop feeding
this poor dog things. He's a dog.
I'm surprised that Jiggy's still alive and kicking.
So what do you guys think about Lisa's plans to renovate the kitchen?
At first I laughed because I remember last week she said she wanted an all-white kitchen. And then she was saying how dark her kitchen is. And as she said it, she was standing directly in front of a row of white cabinets. So that kind of confused me. But then as she moved through the kitchen, I saw that the other cabinets were brown. So I guess I kind of get it.
Her kitchen altogether kind of baffles me because I guess we've seen her catering kitchen, they'll call it. But this kitchen that we're standing in, I always thought it was just like a bar area.
Yeah,
but she's calling it her kitchen.
It
so
looks a little smaller than you'd expect for her kitchen. Especially
and it's very open.
Well, when it's on Instagram, it seems a lot bigger.
Yeah.
But knowing her, she might have two kitchens in that house.
I love the glass doors that she has in her house. It's like office doors.
Yeah.
I love that effect.
I thought it was funny how she locked the dogs out so they could have their meeting. And, of course, it's the two, non-cute dogs. You don't see that often. And they're like... let us in, please. We want to be on camera.
And how about she was telling her decorator about her locket, and she couldn't open the locket, and she kind of had her back to the camera, but the camera zoomed in on her,
and fumbling with the locket. Yes.
But then, what a great opportunity to take a stab at Kyle, because she says, "Oh, it's you and me and Pandora and Nanny Kay," and then
it was good.
Yeah, give it to her.
And then, of course, they flash back to Kyle being like, "Who's Nanny Kay? Oh, I thought it was a TV character.
I still can't get over that.
I think she was just trying to save herself, but that's not what you say.
So we skip to Kyle and Mauricio, and not much happened there, but I have to say, the pasta in the cheese wheel, they do that at a restaurant here in Bermuda, and it is the best pasta I've ever had in my life. It is so good. It's so good. So I totally understood Kyle saying, "No, I'm just going to be healthy." And then she's like, "You know what? I'm going to have some of that pasta because I'm in front. I just get the pasta."
But then, of course, she has to ask, "How much are these truffles?" "Oh, thank you. I'm just going to savor one of these slivers of truffle right now."
Yeah, it's like, we get it, Kyle. You're rich. We get it.
But I think what I got from all of that scene was that, in my opinion, it was like, Kyle was trying to be the ringleader for the group, and now it's all kind of backfired in her face.
When
and
it comes to Lisa, but with the group, she's still, like, the head right
Well,
now.
I mean, the fight is between Dorit and Vanderpump, really. And then Teddy got involved, and then all of a sudden, Kyle becomes the spokesperson for them all, being pushed on by Rinner, who's now trying to backpedal a little bit.
She's trying to look good.
Yeah, and like, "Oh, don't put the spotlight on me, the hate spotlight." But now there's Kyle ruin a great friendship when she could have just said, "Guys, I'm going to be Switzerland on that." Is it so difficult to do on these shows to be Switzerland in a group of 5-6 women?
Kyle has never had Lisa's back, and she always acts like she has, and she always says things like, "Oh, I went to bat for you," but never once has it been documented on camera in the past 9 years of this season, this series. And Kyle loves the attention it gives her. She has no storyline this season. Like,
this is true.
She had her...
Kim?
She had the... Any other season, it was her and Kim. But the last year, she was able to focus on her TV series that didn't get picked
up. Oh, right, American Woman.
Right.
Yeah, and she said, like, in the second episode, "Oh, my TV show didn't get picked up."
So now she has no storyline. Her kids has already gone to college. What is she going to talk about? So now she's like in the mix. And
she has to
get
in the mix.
She hasn't shown Portia as much this season so far, has she?
No.
Maybe Portia's going through an awkward stage.
Yeah.
Because I could see her being like, "Oh, we don't need her on camera right now."
She's not as cute and little as...
Yeah.
She's going to be a terror, though, the way they're raising her.
Yep. Private jets and all of that,
you think?
Yeah.
Well, she's very precautious for a little girl her age, and I guess that's part of the culture out there in Beverly Hills, but, you know, she's... And Kyle has always said, like, "Oh, Portia's just my, you know, my little, you know, mini-me type thing," or whatever.
Yeah.
But anyway, so next it goes with Dorit and the smoothies episode.
I'm sorry. I hate Dorit.
I hate Dorit, too.
I hate Dorit.
It's hard to even...
Cheers to hating Dorit!
And the thing is, she tries to make everything seem so, "Oh, we're so funny, and look at us, Lucy and Ethel." And it's like, no, we can see right through that. And if you are that stupid to not understand how a ninja bullet works, maybe she shouldn't have dogs or kids. I mean... I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Can I not say that she shouldn't have kids?
You can say that. I mean, she is older, so you gotta understand that, like, older people don't fully understand ninja
her
bullets.
Her and I
like
are within
that.
The same 10-year span, so please don't call her older.
Well, I'll keep you abreast with everything that's new
and
savvy.
If you ninja bullet, I'm sure you could Google that.
Yeah, but do you think Dorit's like, "Oh, how do I figure this out? Should I Google it?"
That's
I don't think that's
stupid.
Her first, like, thought. And then let's get into the whole, so now she's fishing for a storyline and she's putting it back
on
her husband. But shouldn't we be focusing on the fact that they're all in debt? Maybe they should just stop eating and then that would solve the problem of having type 2 diabetes.
And how come we're not talking about her getting chased around the pool in Bahamas? I'm going to bring it up every episode because I feel like someone needs to be discussing
Where's the
this.
Money coming from for these new vegetables in the house?
Like, what I also want to talk about is Dorit's new testimonial look.
Oh, didn't she look like a freaking Barbie doll?
It was too much.
A little over
I
the
like
top.
I like the color. No? No?
No.
Little peppermint pink. I think it was too Barbie doll. I actually have here her confessional Barbie doll look, and I want to shove a finger down my throat.
Ugh. I love how every time I type Dorit's name into my notes on my phone, it changes to Doritos. That makes my day.
Didn't someone call her that or make a joke of that back in?
Probably.
In her first season?
Yes.
In her first season when they were all making fun of Erica?
Yeah.
Because she was like a sex porn
girl. And the thing is, which I feel bad for Kyle, that she can't see, she thinks that she is the ringleader now that Pump is out. And she thinks that she has it on lock. But what she doesn't realize is that Erica and Rena are right there on the sidelines ready to shoot her down and take the spotlight from her.
Yep. I was seeing this in some of the interviews that Erica has been having on the sidelines.
She's had so many interviews
so
in
many
the past
interviews.
Like 2 weeks.
I've never seen Erica talk so much. And then Camille's coming in and talking now too.
I think you gotta let that go. Camille always talked in season 1 and season 2.
I feel like I've never seen her talk
on the show
so much.
The past couple seasons.
So much in her life. But it's the fact that these guys are now rising up and they're trying to get their spotlight even more so.
I want to stress is how many interviews Erica Jane
has had
in the past 2 weeks. Yes. I haven't seen Kyle. I think Kyle did maybe one interview that I've seen.
Nobody's asking her for our interview.
And she doesn't realize that if she gets rid of LVP for good, Erica is going to take the spotlight.
Exactly.
Kyle's been doing a lot of backlash on Twitter, though.
Yeah, because she hasn't gotten an interview.
Nobody wants to talk to her.
So at the Aerial Yoga Studio.
That was just crazy. I mean, come on. They asked about the Botox and flying upside down. Will it affect their Botox? And
I love Rena's new testimonial look right here. She has that pink sequin.
Yeah, I agree with the Botox. So I wonder if it's just going to, like, fall out of place. Can that happen?
I don't know.
I mean, these are the questions
no,
that they probably
stupid.
Want to know.
These women are stupid.
I would
have to remember
that,
too.
I do admire Renner, though, because her body is banging for a woman her age.
Yeah.
And her mobility and her flexibility. And she still has that joy of life. Like she says, she will try anything and she'll probably laugh her way through every and any situation. You know, you gotta admire that.
I do. And like I said,
made me think of the cackling in New York Housewives.
Oh God!
Whoa! But we're not gonna digress into that.
Not yet.
So wait, what do you think of Rena's new testimonial?
What was she
like? She had like that sequin pink, and then she had her hair puff.
Oh, yes. I did like that.
I like it. I also like that she had
looks
the rose gold.
Looks sophisticated, doesn't it?
Yeah. Yes. I also like that she had the rose gold eyeshadow to match it. And it was just all put together, and she finally did something new with her hair.
Yeah.
Thank the heavens.
Yeah, I do. I love that. I love that.
I mean, she looks good. Her boobs are understated. Her face looks flawless. I just loved it.
It makes her look younger.
Yes. Yeah. Dare I say that this is actually technically like the dress that I have for my Christmas party?
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
So, go, girl.
Yes, I'm on point.
Yes.
So, Denise has a new testimonial look. And Denise kills me because she is the most basic bitch there is. I love
and
her
she
death.
Gets, she doesn't care.
She doesn't care because that is who she is and she's here to be real.
But she's still sexy.
Yeah.
Oh, she's the
There's
hottest
the
thing
underlying
out there.
Sexiness. I mean, they showed her getting out of the car. I mean, we're skipping for just a second. They showed her when she was getting out of the car to have dinner with the girls and stuff, and they just showed her ankle. And you know, I have a liking for pants with the stripe down the side.
Uh-huh.
It goes along with my thing for men in uniform. But that just looks so hot and so It's just because it looks so hot and sexy. But then she fucks it up by having that stupid basic little tank top on.
Yeah. It's a camisole.
You're a real housewife of Beverly Hills. You go to get groceries in those little black camisoles.
She lives next to the beach.
Oh, come on.
She needs a hippie
dish. She needs a stylist.
Look, we love her to death.
I love her.
You can't be blind to her style.
I'm not blind to it, but like...
She needs a stylist.
Her biggest wower was basically that there is a slit in her...
In her testimonial look?
I feel like the producers are like, she's getting dressed and they're like, that is great. Because I think they're trying to make her look as
that
basic
is
as possible.
So 2018 or 2017 or whatever.
Well, I think...
Mind you, I would rock this top.
So you're not a real housewife of Beverly Hills, for crying sakes.
I think they want her to keep her sexy to a minimum to not upset the other housewives.
Just yet.
But if she comes back... And Dorit was kind of like this. She was okay her first season. And then the second season, you know, she got her stylist, she got her glam squad, and she came out killing.
And she killed her bank account, too. I don't like Dorit, but I love her outfits.
Yes.
And I love her aesthetics when she does it. I mean, I love Erica, and Erica is just, it boggles the mind to think, well, she said how many thousands of dollars it costs to look like her.
Yeah.
To be Erica Jane, but, you know, Denise can up her game a little bit.
So, I guess we should skip ahead, because it wasn't much. Denise talked to her husband. They're putting in cameras to watch their kids. Not much to talk about there.
I think she's smart for putting in cameras for watching her kids. Especially because her kids are kind of famous. They come from two famous parents.
True.
You know, kids may grow up all innocent and nice, and then as soon as the teens hit, they just kind
of
change.
Yeah, but all of their households must have cameras by now with all the break-ins and stuff. So we're struggling for a storyline with her. The wedding's over. You know, Charlie Sheen hasn't really made his scene on the show yet. Yeah. So we're struggling a little bit, but we've got enough going on with Dougiegate right now.
So skipping ahead to Dorit. And I just want to stress to everyone, I'm not a doctor, but you cannot get diabetes type 1 from diabetes type 2. You can have diabetes type 1, and it is not able to go away. It is for life. And diabetes type 2, if you take good care of yourself, can go away. And it's also possible to have both types of diabetes. And I just want to stress that, because I don't want people taking information from Dorit and believing that's correct, because she is an idiot.
Well, she is an idiot. Point blank, period. There's nothing else that we need to add on to that.
I know. It's like, what else did they say?
Oh, I don't know where I was going with opening my mouth on that one, but yeah, basically
so
that.
I had a note, the whole lack of a storyline and there are multiple lawsuits, but yet they can have that entire spread of food for just their family. And we know Dorit did not make that food. We know she did not freshly cut those.
And you know they didn't
fruit.
Eat any of the food.
Yeah, so what was the point of that?
I don't know.
I don't
Although,
like,
those little tea sandwiches did look so cute and
but you know,
so
she didn't
refreshing.
Make it's like, I hate when I feel like scenes are manufactured. And I truly believe Dorit had that scene to try and make her look soft and sweet. To try and take, like, look at me and my husband and our kids. And we're struggling with his diabetes.
We do eat healthily.
Yeah, we're trying so hard. Forget that we sent the dog to a kill shelter. That's what I feel that was all about.
Yes.
And it's pathetic.
Next scene, you see that Lisa Rinna is meeting up with Teddy, and they're going for drinks.
Hi, I'm Teddy. Hi, guys. Hi.
Teddy, can we please get rid of Teddy now? Has this just served her purpose?
Honestly, I don't see what her whole purpose is, but she keeps showing up, so I guess we will keep watching it.
She's trying to get spunkier and spunkier every episode. Like, she's trying to find her voice, but after this situation with Vanderpump is all sorted and settled, or the dust is all settled, what's next?
I think altogether, this show is going to kind of like go downhill for a little bit without Lisa Vanderpump. Everybody's going to have to find their new groove, and, you know, they're going to have to, like, find how to keep it entertaining without everybody being all friends and kumbaya. We are not, of course, you like to see the girls get along, but you watch it for the drama. I mean, if I wanted to, you know, I'm not here to watch a cartoon where everybody is friends and makes up. But really, friends are overrated on these TV shows, absolutely not in real life. But we're here to see the drama. We're here to see a little conflict. A little TV show with no conflict is just a kumbaya situation.
Yeah, I feel you, and I agree. And I wonder if the numbers are going to drop once this all comes to light, but I guess we'll see. I don't know how this is going to play out. So let's skip ahead. Where are we? I'm so lost.
We're at dinner. It's Rinna, Teddy, Denise, Kyle, and Camille, and Dorit.
Yes.
And Dorit comes in, and they all admire her boobs, which did look really banging.
Well, that's what happens when you pay for.
But and then, Denise is on her way to meet Lisa.
Right, but...
And it's Lisa's birthday party.
Well, yes, but...
We'll get back to that.
When,
yeah, definitely.
When Camille comes in, they all stand up and hug and kiss her, and Dorit says... No one stood up for me, by the way.
That Camille looks so cute. I loved her outfit.
I did not love that outfit.
I wasn't here for the outfit.
I would rock that bad boy in a second.
Camille is not a 26-year-old girl.
She's got a body like one, girl.
That doesn't mean
you have to be
mutton dressed like lamb.
Slay, Camille. Slay all day.
Was not loving it.
Exactly.
Was not loving
it. Nope.
So, but I think all the ladies standing up to greet Camille also shows the level of respect and friendship that's actually there in the group. Like, they love Camille. Camille's one of them. Dorit, they have to be nice to because she's on the show.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. I fully agree with that as well.
And then Dorit got jealous because Denise was invited to Vanderpump's birthday.
Oh, not Dorit.
I'm sorry, Dorit got jealous of a Denise. Being invited to the birthday party.
Yes. But that's the thing with Dorit. That's her whole persona. She thinks that she should be invited and entitled to everything, but really, you're only invited because Lisa Vanderpump is friends with your husband.
Right.
Otherwise, she wouldn't be friends with Lisa Vanderpump. I don't see that friendship happening.
But when Dorit was talking to her husband earlier in the episode, they both said, oh, I wasn't aware that you fell out with her, when they found out that she was not going to be, that they were not going to be invited to the birthday party.
Yeah.
They said, oh, I wasn't aware that we fell out.
I don't think...
The whole freaking season has been about how the two of you fell out with her.
Yeah. I don't think...
Which is another episode...
I don't think that they have actually fallen out with Vanderpump, except that now Vanderpump thinks that everybody's mad at her because of Kyle. But, of course, Kyle's not letting on that she kind of basically said, like, everybody's mad at you, Lisa. And everybody's thinking... Well, of course, Kyle said, like, everybody's thinking this of you, but she hasn't let on to the other girls that that's what Vanderpump's taking away. And so that's why Vanderpump is going on the defense.
But they did fall out when they were down in...
Bahamas,
and Dorit stood there and told Vanderpump, I don't believe you.
And at the wedding, they didn't go out of their way to speak. They said hello, and that was it.
But Vanderpump sat next to Dorit.
She sat next to PK, not Dorit.
Well, that goes back to my PK is Vanderpump's friend, not Dorit.
And then Rinna went on about Camille inviting everyone, including Dorit, to the wedding, when Rinna's starting a new bucket of shit staring by saying, I wouldn't invite someone who hasn't been nice to me. I wonder why Dorit's being invited.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I thought that's what you meant earlier, and I agree with that. Although, at the same time, Camille's on this TV show. She kind of has to invite everybody.
Yeah.
You're kind of invited by default.
Exactly.
Maybe she wants to invite her to be a bitch to her. Wouldn't that be nice?
That'd be fun.
That would be fun.
I think the LVP looks so sad in the car.
Yeah.
And yeah.
I found a new level of love for Ken because he was trying so hard
to, like, cheer her up.
To perk up and be positive and be like, woo, we're going to party. I'm so happy for you. And she just, when he was like, oh, you're excited for your party, and she looked out that window so sad. And I just feel for her. She just lost her only sibling. Now she's lost her best friend. And now she's nothing. Like, and poor Ken is trying to hype her up and make it good for her. But I don't know. I just felt really badly for her. But I also liked Ken, like, when they brought the cake out and they were singing Happy Birthday. And I just liked how perky and happy he was and how he was, like, really getting into it. And he was just trying to, like, make it as positive as possible for Lisa.
I agree with all of that. I want to go back to the flashback or the flesh of Tom Schwartz at his own bar. And he just looks so happy having something. I mean, this is a kid off of Vanderpump Rules. And if anybody watches that TV show, as you should be, because
I don't. Not as a regular.
Well.
And was he in this episode?
Yes. Oh,
just goes to show I don't really watch it as a regular.
So, okay. So, Lisa's having her birthday party at Tom Tom.
No.
Tom Schwartz.
You don't have to do the background.
Yeah,
I
get that.
Anyway, for those who don't know, Tom Schwartz is one of the co-owners of Tom Tom's. He's also off of Vanderpump Rules. But he has been working for a long time because he's been
lazy.
Out of work. No, he's been out of work. And it's just nice to see him happy in his element. So, going forward.
Anyways. So, Denise waits over an hour for Lisa.
And then Lisa completely forgets that she's having drinks with Denise.
She's old, man.
No. You don't invite somebody for drinks. And then be like, so are you staying
for
dinner?
She runs how many restaurants?
Exactly.
Right. And
well, anyways, it was rude.
It was rude, and not to warn her what she was walking. But all the girls knew it was a birthday party, so how did Denise not know it was a birthday party?
And they told her Kyle told Denise on the phone, oh, you're going to Lisa's birthday party.
I think it said that she says Pandy's throwing a party for me.
Why do you think that's sad?
Well, you guys were saying that.
She said it.
Oh,
I thought you were saying it's sad.
She said.
I'm like, I would throw you a birthday party if you love me.
Excuse me.
Bless you.
So Denise waits over an hour, drops off the gift, goes to meet the girls. As she gets there, they start hammering on her. And of course, Kyle instantly asks, how is Lisa? Do you really care? Because last week you were screaming in her face.
Exactly. And if you really care, and it was her birthday, and you're supposedly friends, as you claim that you are, why haven't you reached out to your friends or at least just say a happy birthday?
Call her.
But text her. Send an email.
At the party, though, I thought when Vanderpump did go over to Denise, it's like she was waiting for more from Denise, and Denise just was not giving it up.
Yeah.
She was staying neutral.
Yeah. I think Denise was expecting more from Vanderpump as well.
Yeah, and then Vanderpump, and they were like, okay, well, this is going nowhere, so let's say bye.
Exactly. Yeah. And was it my takeaway that Rena was actually the only one who, quote-unquote, wished Lisa happy birthday?
The thing is with Rena, it wasn't a real happy birthday. She did it, one, as a dig. I don't give a crap what she says. No, I don't think she did it as a dig towards her brother.
Yep.
But she did it as a dig toward LVP and their history with the pills.
Yep.
It was not funny.
Nope.
And everything Rena does has, just like she says LVP always has an ulterior motive, so does she. Don't get me wrong, I love Lisa Rena. I think she's hilarious. But she is always, she's conniving. And it's annoying that she tries to act like she's not.
Yeah, she's a shit steer.
Agreed. I guess we're basically done here. Oh, the most shocking thing of this episode, which shows how boring it is, because I totally forgot. Camille.
Wasn't she like
drunk.
She was high?
She was drunk. You can see her eyes all glassed over.
Yeah.
She was drunk.
And then she was just.
Because she never drinks, as
you
know.
And she was ready to give up any secret that you wanted to hear about.
And then
I don't know if that's a secret, though. I feel like she kind of just made it up on the cuff. on her cuff.
What, about Lisa's teeth?
Yeah, the receding gum line, and oh, her breath stank.
She didn't say her breath stank.
Didn't she?
No.
That's what I took away from it, too.
That's not what she said. She just said that she had receding gum line, and she's glad she got her teeth fixed. What I don't understand is why Kyle was laughing so hard. Kyle, you just got a whole new set of teeth. You broadcasted it on Instagram. Everyone knew that you had jacked up teeth before, and that's why you never showed them. And you have the nerve to sit here and laugh at someone else's teeth?
She's loud and proud about her teeth. She could laugh about somebody else's teeth. It's just like owning it. She owned it, baby.
Well,
she owned it.
She was trying to remove herself from it when she laid back and put her head over her face and... She thought it was funny, but...
No, she does that crap
every time.
Every time.
She tries to act like, oh, I'm being so modest, and, but really, she's loving all of it.
Yeah, no one believes you, Kyle. We know you're faking.
Faking.
But how about when they start talking about the male grooming and stuff?
Yeah, the male grooming storyline, I'm not even touching on that, because the idea of PK without a shirt on makes me want to vomit. And I don't care how well-groomed he is, it still disgusts me.
I mean, I am here for a good male grooming, but not too much. It's got to be, like, manly about it, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, my husband's Italian.
We don't need to hear about your husband. Sorry.
I'm just saying, male grooming is not that important to me. It's, like, whatever. So, switching to New York. Yes! Our girls from the NYC! It starts with Luann upset at dinner, just where we ended last week. It recaps where she goes. She requests a new room, and they tell her she can have the room. The best line I feel from that conversation was when she told Dorinda that she could go fuck a swordfish. That killed me. And it also showed how much anger Lou is still carrying towards Dorinda.
Yeah, I hate Luann.
Mind you, where does Luann get off thinking that she just deserves any other bedroom? Like, and what's the big deal? You're going to sleep there. Is it because you're sober and you're not really thinking about where you're sleeping this time?
It's a feeling of entitlement because
exactly. She
still thinks that she's the Countess.
It's a level of respect. None of the other girls wanted to sleep there. But the thing that blows my mind is, why did we not realize when she said, I have 6 rooms, that there was a whole nother room that no one was even thinking of moving in? She didn't have to even have that conversation because there was a spare room that Tinsley went into.
And then yeah, exactly. That's right. It was a green room with gold brocade
something. Yeah, so why didn't they just say, no, Lou, you're in the gold room? It was such a dumb conversation.
Well, I also probably now think that Dorinda did it on purpose.
I always think Dorinda does it on purpose.
Oh.
Well, I love Ramona, and I don't like Ramona.
I love Ramona. How do you not like her?
I love Bethany. But my thing was when Ramona, the ultimate shit stirrer, who says, well, Bethany was in Boston with another guy. You know, how could it be so difficult?
Her in another room. I mean,
like, to say she's so devastated, she needs a special room, but she can go off and be messing around with another guy.
Yeah.
I got that train of thought.
I think she was jealous. I think she was
jealous. I mean, you saw the shitty date Ramona just came off of with this weird guy. That was a
wasn't
weird guy.
He weird?
He
just
was
so weird. If we're setting her up on date, like, how did we think that this was going to be a
every
match?
Every box that she
had ticked
was
off.
Not in.
It was crossed off.
He
and
was
he's
hilarious.
Like, I don't want this, I don't want that, I don't want the other. Oh, my goodness. But, so, obviously, Ramona's just salty because she just stays salty.
No, Ramona has someone in her sights every season, and this year it's B. And she is slowly but surely throwing those daggers at B, and it's only going to get worse. Trust me.
I guess so. But didn't they have a whole fight last year, the Berkshires?
At Berkshires?
They did, but every year Ramona has some sort of dig at B. And I have to be honest, Dorinda is afraid of Bethany. Dorinda knows Bethany is the gateway to the show. And so Ramona's right.
Yeah. Truthfully. Ramona's just upset that nobody's afraid of her. That's what I think as well.
I think, and we'll talk about it later, I'm sure, but I just think that Ramona is so in love with herself. She loves gossiping. She's always trying to be the first one to get the inside scoop on something and then run with it. And then she'll be like, oh, I didn't know. Oh, I'm so, oh, how thoughtless of me. Oh.
Well, yes, that's true. She, yeah. But that's what we love about Ramona, isn't it?
She's so messy.
If she wasn't messy like that, I would be like, what is she serving purpose for?
Well, then that's what I love to hate about her.
And
so
the thing
I guess
is,
it's
she,
love in a way.
She does it in a way that doesn't really start a lot of drama, like drama that will stay and last.
Yeah.
But it's just enough to keep us, like,
entertained.
Exactly.
But don't get me wrong, Ramona is a bitch. She is an out and out beast of a bitch.
Oh, for sure.
But aren't all these girls except for Tinsley?
Tinsley's too dumb to be.
Tinsley. Why are you so dumb?
And I'm sorry, I know that everyone calls for it, but if they made Dale a Real Housewife of New York and got rid of Tinsley, I wouldn't be mad at that.
I would not be mad at that. And why is Tinsley always dressing older than these women?
Wait, yeah. Dale's Tinsley's mom.
Yes.
He would remind me of the old Catherine on
Young and the Restless.
No, Southern Charm.
Oh, she would be Patricia. Yes.
Patricia, sorry.
She's Patricia.
Patricia. Yes. But Luann, how about she was like, I want a room. Okay, now, I don't want a room. But you know what? Keep a room open for me just in case.
And you know that hotel kept a room for her just in case.
I'm sure they did.
And I just thought, well, who's paying for this room? But we're not going to go down that hole. I don't want to know where this money's coming from. I just want to see all the fun and glitz and glam. Meanwhile, we get back to Dorinda's house, and poor Tinsley's now packing up her stuff as she had unpacked and got comfy in her new bedroom to let Luann get back into her bedroom.
And why does she have an attitude? I mean, she was dumb
she
enough.
She offered to do it.
Exactly. You're dumb enough to defer to the Countess. So why get offended?
Well, it wasn't that she was getting offended, but Luann wouldn't even let Tinsley pack up her stuff.
Before she moved in.
Luann went into the room and she's like, here, Tinsley, here's your bed. I'm just going to chuck it out the window now.
I would have made Luann bring it to me.
That wouldn't have happened.
Luann probably would have sent it down the laundry chute or something and said, oh, I thought it was dirty laundry, darling, you know.
I didn't know it was clean,
darling. Well,
darling. Oh, I am so sorry.
Meanwhile, Luann's requesting yoga,
and
then she wants a massage.
Yes.
And Dorinda's like, okay, Ramona.
Sure, anything
sure,
for you,
I can
Ramona.
Do it for you. I mean, I'm just running a summer camp here
but
for you.
But this is the thing. Dorinda doesn't stand up for herself, and then she's going to be mad in like
but
a
let's
week's
remember
time.
When they went to the Berkshires with, holla at your girl, Heather. Heather did have a yoga instructor for them, and she did organize massages. She did not have AC.
She
did organize stuff for them. So.
I guess because Luann is no longer drinking, she needs activities to keep herself occupied. Whereas the other girls, you know.
She still needs to assert herself against Dorinda because Dorinda's still got to kiss her ass.
Yep.
And make it nice.
Yep.
So
and
then
I love the fact that Sonya was like, I would not do all of this for Luann. Who does she think she is?
And then the yoga teacher, he was getting irritated with them because they weren't taking his craft seriously enough.
I think he was getting irritated with Dorinda, who is starting to rush them along. But that's just my interpretation. I could be wrong on that.
Could be. So one of the things that Dorinda...
I totally agree that he was getting mad because Dorinda was being disrespectful. You don't come into the middle of someone's yoga session and start telling them, you got 5 minutes. You're the one who organized it, Dorinda. You knew what time he was coming, how long he would be.
Exactly.
That's disrespectful. But what about the moaning?
Oh, my God.
Wait, who was moaning?
All of them.
All of them were moaning.
For different reasons. And one of them said, was it Sonia?
Sonia.
Said it was more moaning than she's had around her for the last 6 months or something.
Oh, I missed that completely. But what I didn't miss taking away was Ramona's leggings. I'll keep saying it. They dress completely too young for themselves, but I loved her leggings.
Oh, I don't. Oh, yes.
It was gray with black
stripes. With
little
cutouts type thing. Well, Ramona seems to be... I shouldn't get that name mixed up, huh?
No, it's your middle name, so I hope you can remember.
She seems to be dressing a little young right now.
Yeah.
For her...
She's got her boobs redone.
Oh, is that what it is?
She got her boobs redone. She lifted them up. She wants to show them off. And that's what that's all about.
So that's why she didn't care later in the episode when Sonia... That's why she didn't care when Sonia flicked her shirt down
right.
And displayed her boobies in the kitchen with the naked chef. But
wait,
we're not going to talk
what
about the naked
about?
Chef.
So sorry about
Sonia's
that
boobs.
Dog just now. My dog wanted to be a part of it. So there we go. So Ramona's very proud of her new boobs.
Well, good for her. They look good. And it makes her look skinnier? What?
Yeah, no, she's just skinnier.
Well, okay. Well, good for her.
So then they move on to Morgan House.
Oh, my. Okay, let's talk about this. I'm going to come out swinging and to say that I personally don't think that Sonia went down a rabbit hole. I think she just finally had, like, her opportunity to be like, this is why I cherish all the old things in my house. And, you know, she clearly likes antiques and... She loves the history of her ex-husband's family, and that's fully understandable. So I don't think she went down a spiral. I think she was like, oh, how are we keeping this up? This can't be good. And if she is on the board of trustees and things like that, she's going to take an interest into all of that. All
right, agree to disagree, because you are
definitely wrong. Agree to disagree.
You are wrong.
I think she went head first. Down that rabbit
she
hole.
She lost it. She went
lost
into
her
the
shit.
We didn't see Sonia get that drunk in almost 3 seasons.
She wasn't
she
drunk.
Went down,
she practically
that,
was on
right.
her knees looking at the floorboards. And
it just took her back
yeah,
to a dark time.
When Dorinda touched the papers, which I don't think those papers are the original papers.
Oh,
because
no.
if they are,
I
the
think
histori-
they are.
But the
I
historians
so.
Who keep that place up are stupid.
Yeah, they're bad at their job.
Because you lock that shit up, and or you put it under, like she said, plexiglass. But she totally, it just took her, I think, you know, underlying, she has a lot of stuff to resolve about her divorce
yeah,
and
obviously.
Her separation from the family and no longer being
a Morgan.
Well, she's still a Morgan, as you know, in some respects, but not being the type of Morgan that
I think everyone makes it out like she was a gold digger and she married this man just for his money. But I truly believe she loved him and she loved the life they had together. And that's why she is
the way she
the
is.
The way she is.
Yeah, that's why she goes from man to man without really even looking at one as a real prospect, because she doesn't.
Yeah.
She's not like Luann. You know, if you wink at Luann and you've got a title, she's ready to marry you.
Yeah.
I think both her and Dorinda have things to
resolve
with
yeah.
their marriages.
Yeah. yeah.
Yes, I know Dorinda's husband ended up with a death,
yes.
right? But, you know, they've still got some deep underlying shit going on in their heads.
And I think what Sonia said in her talking testimonial about how Dorinda's with John, but she's not really happy with John because he's just a regular Joe Schmo.
Oh, that's completely true, right?
I mean, yes, John has money, but he
but
is.
But he's not titled.
He doesn't
have
he
doesn't
money,
have
money.
He does. He has a lot of money.
Does he?
But he doesn't have as much money as Dorinda, and he doesn't have the title, and he's not taking her to... dinners with presidents and with royalty or
and he's not refined
in the least.
yeah. I think Bethany touched on that too at one point last year.
Yeah.
So
but I think that's also why Dorinda last year psyched out so much on what's her name? Sonia, because it does hit too close to home for her.
And how
yeah,
about,
that's true.
How about when they went back and reflected on how Sonia said she had sex in the bathroom sink in the servants' quarter, and then it broke.
Yeah. And she still didn't get it fixed. No shame in her game.
She did get it fixed.
She got it fixed. And the guy was just in back like, oh, my Lord, what am I hearing?
She didn't have to share that news. But I think, I don't know, I love Dorinda, but I also feel like she always had ulterior motives. Taking Sonia to this house, was she trying to repair the rift she caused last year by psyching Alan Sonia for using the family crest? Or was she almost setting Sonia up for failure, knowing that Sonia is on such a tight ledge when it comes to this whole Morgan life?
I think she was setting her up for sure.
Well, now see, this is where you guys enlighten me, because at first I didn't look at it like that. I guess I'm a little bit naive to the Real Housewives ways.
Yeah.
Housewives ways. Say that three times.
Housewives ways. Housewives ways.
And I thought it was a sweet thing to do, but in hindsight and listening to your ideas and thoughts on it, it's like, oh, okay,
Dorinda
yeah, you were getting at her, and you knew that if Sonia goes off the deep end, it's going to take the heat off of you and Luann and Barbara, and yeah, then you can, while you look like you're doing something good, you're really being a real bitch.
But it's the same thing with the room with Luann. She had a whole nother room that was sitting empty.
Yes, okay, we're not going back to the room.
I'm just saying, Dorinda is shady.
We're not going back to the room. We're on to Morgan's house.
Yes, we agree. Dorinda's shady.
She's shady as shit.
We can keep listing as the
I know. That's
show
my
goes
problem.
On.
I'll
so
keep
we'll,
listing.
We'll keep a list. So, Morgan house, the extra room. Let's go to the next step when Bethany comes. This is going to be another step.
We have Dorinda went in and made peace with Luann. And Luann accepted her peace offering. And then as soon as Ramona found out, she goes running to find out what happened.
But wait, let's go back to the apology. You notice that Luann never apologizes?
Wait, so what did Luann have to apologize for?
She had to apologize
for... Because she apologized to her the day of for not inviting John. They have it in text. They showed it last season. She said, sorry, didn't think of it, didn't mean to offend you. And
but they were just funny. It's just polite to just be like, you know what, I accept
no,
your
no, you don't do wrong, wrong.
The girl came out repeatedly for months in the press.
See, that's the problem I have with you and someone else who's not in this room and will remain nameless, but is very close to all of our hearts. In order to get an apology out of you all, we have to offer one, and I don't agree with that.
If you're wrong, you are wrong, and you apologize.
Right, and two apologies negate each other. There's no freaking apology.
Therefore, that's why I would probably do it like that. Problem solved.
No. I don't think Luann had anything to apologize for. If she was to apologize, it should have been...
She didn't say... No, I know what she didn't apologize for. She didn't say thank you for all the dresses. For getting basically all of her dresses for free.
She announced it at the show. She thanked her publicly already for it.
I don't remember that.
You just like
because you have selective memory.
There's nothing wrong with that.
If there was anything Luann needed to apologize for, it was her behavior the night before. But at dinner, she did turn to Dorinda and say, hey, I was wrong. I overreacted. And then Dorinda was big enough to say, you know, I didn't think. And that's the type of conversation they need to have.
Right,
exactly. Just attack each other.
She did apologize for overreacting, but after she got the
apology. Well, why should she apologize first? Dorinda owed her an apology months ago. Months ago.
Yeah.
But instead,
she went to
the press. And she, in the first, like, every episode in the first season of this season, Dorinda has found a way to bring Luann up and make a snide comment or mean remark.
Luann has not done that,
only when they ask her about Dorinda. So let me tell you, Dorinda needed to apologize. As Dorinda would say, she needed to back that shit up. Back that shit up.
So are we going to jump ahead to everybody talking and Luann just be oblivious in her own little world inside the house?
Well, I mean, she can't sit out and drink with him. So well, she's inside sampling the food and getting tea.
You made us jump around. We need to go back to Ramona. I just want to point out watching this, mark my words, Ramona is going in for the kill. And she went in to act like she's being friendly with Luann, but she's actually going to get some ammo, and this will come back to haunt us all.
You're right. I completely jumped ahead. I even skipped Barbara coming through. But
she definitely jumped up and ran in to get that side of the story. And then she went running back to report. Right. And then she always has to back up her evilness, if you want to call it evilness.
It is. It's evilness.
By saying, so this is what we're going to do. We're all just going to act nice and play nice.
Yeah, trying to act like she's the nice one. Yeah. She's Renna. She is the Renna of New York.
Yes. Yep.
And I think Renna is getting tips from watching Ramona after all these years.
Most likely.
Could be.
So I just have a quick question for you guys. Quick question. What do we think of Barbara?
I don't like her.
I don't like her either.
I mean, I know she has a lot of money, but she's so uncouth.
She's a little annoying,
She should be on Housewives of New Jersey, I think.
Yeah. She's a good Jersey girl.
Yeah, she seems a little Jersey.
But she, I mean, let's list what we... multiple reasons.
I don't like her I just don't like her from this episode because she wants to sit at the head of the table.
That's what I was going to say.
She popped a bottle and let the cork fly in somebody else's lawn.
Exactly.
No. Manicured lawn.
And then she's like, why do I get the fish room? Why do I have to sleep with the sharks? You're the Johnny come lately in so many ways. The Johnny come lately to the episode.
Me to say thank you for just letting me come out and be
exactly.
The fourth, she couldn't attend a day earlier because she was going to a wedding.
Which
and
she didn't go to.
She didn't even go to the wedding.
So then,
she didn't lie, but she said outright, I didn't even go to the wedding.
Right. So it's like, and now you're going to complain about getting the bad room as you're the last one to show up? Girl,
and you're not even like a friend. You're a friend of a friend. Not even like a friend of all the girls.
Friend of. You don't have an apple. Please sit down.
Okay.
So that's our thoughts on Barbara.
Yeah. And now she's here. And frankly, it's like
whatever. I like how Bethany shut her down. Because Bethany comes along. And everybody's happy to see Bethany and stuff.
B.
And then, Bethany, they start talking about how Luann wanted the room and was feeling entitled and saying, why should Bethany have it and all of that. And then Bethany wants to have a sidebar with Barbara. And Barbara says, well, you know, I think that we should, you know, just respect the fact that Luann's been in a bad place and all of that. And Bethany's like, no, this is typical. This is just how this story always goes.
It does.
It is.
It is exactly how the story always goes. It
really is. I love the fact that Ramona was making fun of Barbara's midriff.
What a bitch. Her and Dorinda are just being bitches.
Steps away. Oh. But
literally, they weren't even 10 feet away. I'm sure if Barbara shut up for 5 seconds, she could have heard them making fun of her outfit and her shoes and everything.
And Barbara thought that she was whispering about her. Aha! No, boo. Everybody's talking about you.
It's so shady.
I like Bethany's. It was very basic, you know, but I liked her outfit. She just looked so nice
Jeans,
in it.
Jeans, a blazer, very well put together.
I liked the leopard print Manolo Blahniks.
Oh, yes.
Who had this?
Oh, no, she has on Louboutins, the red bottom, Bethany, and their leopard print. Those are cute.
Oh, right, yeah.
I love B. I personally felt that Dorinda rushing to tell B that Lou spoke poorly about her was an overreaction.
Yes.
And not needed to be said. Not right off the bat.
But it was Dorinda's way of getting an ally.
Right, exactly.
Well, this is true.
And she didn't even stress to her that the main argument was that she was upset with Dorinda. And then that just came out midway while she was being upset. Dorinda made it seem like that was why she was upset. And that was the point of her argument. In my opinion, that's what I took.
I agree. I also like the fact that this is the point where Luann's just inside building a salad. Getting her life together.
Completely oblivious.
Oblivious that everybody's talking about her.
I like that then when she decides to make an appearance, she goes out with Dorinda and Bethany are sitting off having a chat, and she says...
About her.
And she comes up and she says, oh, hi, am I interrupting? And Bethany says, yeah, a little bit. Bethany gives zero fucks, and that's what I love about her. And she talks loud when she's dissing somebody. She's not whispering. No. She's as loud as she want to be.
Because she'll tell you, if you came over and you said, hey, you talking about me? She'd be like, yes, I think this. I love it.
I am here for it.
I thought it was rude that the chef's in there making food, and Ramona is literally walking around picking at everything.
Putting her fingers in the food that
everyone's going to eat. Just picking. And I thought that was, like, even Lou was like, what are you doing? She's like, oh, I'm just picking at the food. Like, no.
Yeah.
But do you think that wouldn't happen? I kind of just welcome it now. Not welcome it, but, like,
Still disgusting. And also disgusting that naked chef had such a hairy ass.
Hairy ass.
I did not like
that.
He
couldn't wax that? I feel like that should be in his contract. Okay.
I feel like I wouldn't have eaten that night.
You're going to be cooking naked. Cool. Can you wax your upper thighs, upper back thighs,
everything.
And your ass?
Yeah, he was disgusting. I just thought about it, something. I'm not going to say the name on air. Sorry, guys, because in case my friends listen to this, I don't want them to know that I said this about their mom. But doesn't Ramona remind you of...
Yes.
Exactly who she is.
Yes.
Which is probably why I just accept her as the way she is, because that's what I've grown up with. I've known someone like this my entire life.
She has a lot of class. But she just does what she wants to do.
Lots of money.
I don't think it's a lot of class there. I don't think it's a lot of
class. I think she just does what she wants to do.
I think she's rich.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and she can just do whatever she wants.
And she's entitled.
Yeah, to put it nicely.
Yeah.
And she has the one daughter.
Yeah.
No.
So
she has one daughter. She has a son as well.
Oh, she has a son as well.
No, Ramona only has one daughter.
Right, that's what I mean. Yeah. She has the one daughter who's her...
Oh, Avery, the best friend. Yes.
And now she compares people to, because she says about Barbara, even my daughter wouldn't wear a midriff like that.
Oh, Avery, my best friend.
And Avery's just 18, 19 at that, or how old is she?
Maybe 20-ish. 21? Maybe.
Okay, 21. So you totally should be wearing midriffs at 21.
Exactly.
Because if you don't wear it at 21, when are you going to wear them?
When you're 54. Don't you know? Did you see this?
Oh, my God. So then they start to sit down and have dinner. And as we touched on it before, the one thing that we hated about it all was that Barbara thought she might be at the head of the table.
Yes. Barbara, latecomer, friend of friend. And she thinks that she's going to sit at the head of the table. Because why? Nobody knows why.
Take
multiple seats way down the end now and just sit there and look somewhat pretty.
It's not your house. How rude are you?
How rude.
And before you even get to the dining room table, Sonia is already well on her way to a meltdown.
Sonia, I wouldn't say she's on a meltdown, but she's tapped all the way up.
Well, you
Let
know
me
what?
Tell you, I love Sonia so hard, it hurts. Anything you do, Sonia,
I
support
like
you.
Too.
I will follow you to the ends of the earth. I don't care. Get as drunk as you want. Flash your pooch. I am here for you, okay?
She made it very clear in the bedroom that
Bethany
was
her
bitch.
I loved it. But that's, if you know their dynamic, that's how they always are. When they get, and they even did a flashback to show you.
Yeah.
When they were in Mexico and they're ringing hot, Bethany and Sonia are besties.
Besties of best.
She literally warned Barbara off from trying to fuck her girlfriend.
This was a good episode. I cannot wait to see what happens next week. Because as we all know, the Berkshires get turned. It gets turned up when they're out in Dorinda's house. And I look forward to seeing what else they have.
Wait, girl.
Especially.
Wait, girl. You guys are missing...
Meltdown with Sonia.
Poor Sonia freaks out over those letters. And I totally get her thought process.
I get that.
break down. And Bethany's just, because which one of you wants to reenact what Sonya said? You don't touch the fucking Morgan letters.
Yeah.
And Bethany is like, what the fuck just happened?
Because she wasn't there for that. She I think if Bethany was there, she would have been like, okay, I got this. I understand.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Ramona was trying to get Sonya to drink water.
Well, Bethany made her drink
water.
Sonya told the naked chef not to serve her, and he still served her, which I thought was not cool.
Well,
but I guess she's a grown woman.
If she shouldn't, if she knows she shouldn't drink it, she shouldn't drink it. So, but you got to give Ramona props for trying to stop her.
Which is a farce, because any other season, Ramona would have just let her get drunk and thrown under the bus. So.
And Dorinda, where was Dorinda in all of this?
She went out to have a cigarette with
Luann.
Yes.
So Luann's allowed to smoke, is she?
Well, I think technically not supposed to do anything, but they're still having cigarettes.
Right,
clearly.
Right. Probably a joint, huh?
I wouldn't be surprised if those two. I would not be shocked. And that might explain why Dorinda always goes from, hey guys, to hey, okay, let's go back. I fucking made it nice.
Guys. She does go from 0 to 100 really quickly.
I always thought it was coke, but maybe it is weed.
Or maybe it's,
she's like, I don't care.
We don't know, you know. A cigarette could be the code word, but...
Yeah.
Well, a smoke is a smoke.
But I guess we'll get more into Sonya's little snafu next week.
Yes.
Yeah.
But, Sonya, we love you. Keep your chin up.
We
don't
do
feel
love
bad.
You, Sonya.
I don't think it was a meltdown. I think she was just in her feelings.
Well,
with
that's
her
called a meltdown. In some books. Well, being in your feelings is one thing, but when you snap... which she snapped, and she was pointing across the table at Ramona when it's really Dorinda that touched the papers. But
I think she was just talking to Ramona and the emotion came out.
Exactly.
Passion, guys. Can we not have passion over long-felt letters?
How about when she tried to wear the dog as a scarf?
I don't. That's just drunk.
I didn't get that.
That was so bad. Everyone's like, let's take the dog. She's sitting down. It's not like she's standing up, walking around.
I didn't get that.
It's not like she's going to throw the dog or anything. Sorry to say it like that. I don't want that. I do not wish that for the dog, but it wasn't like she was going to do anything with it. Anyway, until next week, it was a fabulous show. I'm here for what's next. And thank you for listening. Thank you, Karen, for coming on.
Thank you for having me here, guys.
Yes, bring life to the party.
I try.
Although, I feel like we keep this pretty lovable.
Well, thank you for talking with me, Lex. I'm glad that you remember to thank me.
Mm. Oh, Casey. I will thank you all the time. And,
thank you, Lex.
Thank you, Casey.
And thank you for listening. See you next week.
Bye. See you.